September 11th, 2001, a day we will never forget. And September 11th is coming up, and there's a National Day of Service and Remembrance. And joining us right now is co-founder and executive vice president of 9/11 Day and My Good Deed, Jay Winnick. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm having you on the air because last year, my girlfriend Marianne and Sue went downtown Union Station and put together some meal packs on 9/11. And I said, I want to do it. So I am going down on 9/11. And I just realized I forgot to do the training Zoom call yesterday. So I'll try and do that today. But it's a day of service, something special, something to remember 9/11.
It is. It's a National Day of Service, recognized under federal law, actually, in 2009. It became one of only two National Days of Service so recognized. So, but we have been urging people to do good deeds and engage in service since we started. Our nonprofit started this initiative back in 2002, and it has indeed, the anniversary of 9/11 has grown into the nation's largest annual day of charitable engagement. So we're very gratified by that.
Well, I'm so glad you did this. And there's a special reason why you put all this together, correct?
Well, in my case, I do have a personal connection. My brother, Glenn Winnick, who was a partner at the Holland & Knight law firm in New York, although they do have offices in Chicago and all over the country, he perished on 9/11. Glenn was a volunteer firefighter and an EMT for 20 years in our hometown on Long Island, and he raced into the South Tower to save lives and perish when the South Tower collapsed. So for me, there's a personal connection, but of course it goes beyond that. The nation came together in unity and togetherness, and we put aside our differences after 9/11. And we need more of that, don't we?
Yes.
And that's really what this day of service is all about.
Now, this 9/11 day, it goes on in a lot of cities, not just Chicago, right?
Every corner of the country. It's remarkable. We do these signature meal packs as one way for people to participate. And Chicago has certainly been a great supporter of this national observance. We've been doing meal packs in Chicago for, well, now 5 years. And in fact, this year, I believe Chicago will be our second largest of the 21 cities that we are doing this in this next week.
Well, my goal is to make it the first largest, but
there you go.
Here's what happens. So, and listeners, you can register 911day.org or just Google Chicago Meal Pack Day. And what happens is you go down to Union Station. There's 1,500 volunteers. They're all going to come together. I'm one of them in the Great Hall. And we're putting together 500,000 meals for people experiencing food insecurity in the local community. Now, Jay, where do these meals then go?
Well, in all the cities, we work with Feeding America affiliated food banks, and of course, Feeding America based in Chicago, such a wonderful organization. In the case of Chicago, they're going to the Greater Chicago Food Depository to distribute to people who are at risk of hunger in the Greater Chicago area. So there, the professionals, of course, are making sure that these shelf-stable, non-perishable meals get in the right hands.
None of us will forget that day, and I do remember just the silence afterwards and the feeling of despair and what do we do now and are we safe? But I do recall everybody coming together, and we need to come together once again, rekindle the spirit, the unity, the compassion that we all had for one another, and 9/11 Day is a great way to do it. Go ahead, jump in.
Well, thank you for saying that, but you're certainly right. You know, when we began this initiative almost 23 years ago, soon after the attacks, we really couldn't forecast how relevant the kind of unity and togetherness, a day that recognizes that and celebrates that, really how relevant that would be all these years later. But it is needed in this country. And so, as I said earlier, we're very gratified that 30 million people a year, actually, in America participate in one way or another in this observance. So That's an extraordinary army of people who are interested in putting aside their differences and coming together for the greater good, isn't it?
Yes, totally. And that's why I wanted to have you on, Jay, because I didn't know about this, and I do now. So I wanted to get the word out. My condolences for your brother, Glenn, and Jay Winnick, co-founder and executive vice president of 9/11 Day and My Good Deed. What's the best website to send people for more information on how to come together on 9/11?
911day.org, 911day.org. And people can also go to the AmeriCorps website. AmeriCorps is a great national supporter, you know, the federal agency of all the work that we do. So, but 911day.org is a great way to start, to find out all kinds of ways that people can participate, either in self-directed ways or as part of organized activities.
Well, thank you so much for jumping on with us today, Jay. We really appreciate it, and I'll talk to you next year, okay?
Wonderful.